things that is around the corner and everyone's supposed to be at home majorly cleaning, unless you're going to Croatia or something. And maybe to the Caribbean. Maybe even to Orlando. Maybe you're simply at home and you have cleaning help. But be it as it may, we're all going to experience something very soon. It gives a name to the entire period that we're living in now. Let's have in mind that the Vajri is Chusa for Shlomo for Leah, Bas Bela, Tzvech Shachar Yisrael, and also as a Chus for Shvira of Klal Yisrael, what we experienced by Tzvei Shabbos was nothing less than an open miracle that Hashem Baruch Hu should continue to make even greater miracles for all of us. The Pasuk says, it's like the days that we left Egypt. I will show you wonders. So let's fasten our seatbelts and let's get ready for the big wonders up ahead, the Ezes Hashem. Zman Cheruseinu is the time that I was referring to when I started off. It is the time of freedom. And as the title said so beautifully, true freedom. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what is true freedom? Because that definition is going to be integral for us to really experience chayus. Freedom, naturally, we think, means the ability to do what we desire to do. I want to be free. All the speeches about freedom. I want to be free. Just to do whatever I want to do. It's not true. Because doing what you desire to do is really the greatest enslavement possible. When a person is an eved to his taivas, to his desires, that's slavery. The ability to take control is freedom. The ability to have what's called self-control is the ultimate freedom. And Miller always points out the beauty, the astounding, staggering beauty of little children coming home from yeshiva or from Beis Yaakov, and they really want ice cream. And they open the freezer and they take out the ice cream. I'm talking about a six-year-old. Six-year-old takes that ice cream, fills up the cup, and this chocolate and vanilla that's already starting to melt in their hands. Like, oh my gosh, I'm flashing. Right? We've all been there. But you watch the six-year-old looking at the ice cream as it's dripping, and the self-control. It's unbelievable. If they don't have self-control, that's normal. But the self-control of the yid to say, I'm fleishig now. Oh! And to put it back and throw it out. It's unbelievable. It's astounding. Before we continue, let's explain with another question. We know that this sefer that describes the freedom of the Jewish nation is called Shemais. Names. I mean, in English it's called Exodus. Why would the name of Geula, the name of the Sefer that brings out the whole story of Geula, be called names? What does names have to do with anything? Important question. What is the name? I was just driving here, mamash, and a yid texted me and his sister wants to know the meaning of her name. I was literally walking in there, that's the text. Like, I didn't answer him yet because I don't know the answer. Maybe someone else knows the answer. Revital is her name. Anybody? Revital? I'm going to try to think of something.
What's her name?
I have no idea. No clue.
Combination of Revi.
Like Revi, Revi is like, what, in Aramaic? Maybe it's like drunk? How is due? Yeah, we're gonna try to work on this, but everyone wants to know, like, what does their name have, what does their name have to do with their essence? You know, I had a story that Revi told me that he had a child in his class who was extremely wild. And this child's name was Nimrod. Can you imagine? His child, his parents called him Nimrod. That's a lot more than child. I actually saw a sign when I was traveling once in Israel. Habar mitzvah shel Nimrod, zepo. Habar mitzvah, it's like an oxymoron. Nimrod, the essence of the name Nimrod, is the rebellious one. That's what it means. The name of a person describes their essence. And it's important to study your name, by the way. It is important. The name of a person describes something of his essence. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that your parents have and they named you. The name describes the essence of the person. What does that have to do with freedom? Pay attention, Rabbi Yitzchak, it's Kedai to call me on the last night of this month. I'm going to tell you a pshat now. This is a yesod for life. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever you desire. Freedom is the ability to do, to be your true self. Freedom is the ability to express your true self. That's why freedom. Thank you, Sam. It's only because of you that we're all here tonight. Chayrus is called names because the name of a person is his true self. When do we see Klal Yisrael's true colors come out? With the exodus from Egypt. Now they were able to express their true self. The chayrus to bring out the sincere ratzon that sometimes is covered over. Let's explain a little more. Ani avdecho ben amosecho. I am your servant. The son of your maidservant. Pitachla lemoiseira. You opened up my chains of bondage. Seemingly that pasuk is a contradiction from beginning to end. I am your servant, I'm an eved, I'm your eved. Therefore, you opened up my bondage. Isn't servitude a form of bondage? Because I'm your eved, therefore you opened up my bondage. How do we understand that? Or even more important, says that the luchos, the words were chorus, were engraved on the sapphire, the stones. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein ben chayren elamisha elami sha oise batara. Again, the Lashon is chorus, and we read it chayrus. The Lashon is that it's engraved, and Chazal Darshan, don't read it chorus, read it chayrus. Because the only person who has true freedom is one who is busy with Torah, who is learning and toiling, not just learning Torah. He's toiling on Torah. He is free. Why is he free? The guy who's stuck in the base medrash the whole entire day, he's free. The guy down the street doing whatever he wants, that's the guy that's free. I don't understand the Gemara, the Mishnah. Ein ben chayrin. There is no free person except One who learns Torah. Let's go back to square one. Let's go back to the basics. Hashem created all of us. He made us a guf and a neshama, body and soul. And there's a tug of war. Our guf, our body is pulling us to do all sorts of things that are totally against the will of Hashem. And our neshama is pulling us to only do that which is the will of Hashem. What gives us the ability to allow our neshamas to reign supreme? What allows our neshamas to take control? And the answer is the Torah. It's the gift of Torah that Hashem gave us. The Torah teaches us of the great and lofty ability that we started off with called self-control. It gives us the wherewithal, it gives us the tools, it gives us the koiches to follow what's right and what we really want as opposed to our bodily based desires. The Torah teaches us how to be free. Now I have a program now, and I feel free to join it, even though it has nothing to do with Landers. It's a Darche program. We can double up. The program, if you look at my paper right here, you're going to be baffled by this, but there are 297 signatures that were makabo for 2 months. Linetta, not to read non-Jewish novels, not to watch non-Jewish movies or television, not to listen to non-Jewish music, and not to use internet without filter or shmira from the time they signed it this week until Shavuot. Until Shavuot. 2 months, right here. How many boys? 297 boys. I don't have to prove it. Look, I can show you. These are real signatures of Bachram. Now, you're going to say these Bachram are enslaved by this shtar. They're enslaved by the shtar. Does that make any sense? No. When they come to me afterwards, meaning during, they say it's hard, but I've never felt so free in my life. I'm like, really? I understand. Don't you want to watch television? No. I don't really want to watch television. I just have to. Because the show is there and I have to keep up with the shows. I feel free. I don't have to. I'm not enslaved by my Yetzirah. I could reign supreme and do what I really want out of life. It's a powerful fact. Pesach is Zman Chayusena. It's a time of celebration, of celebrating who we really are. We are Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh. And the chometz that we rid ourselves from is a symbolism of the Yetzirah. The Gemara says in Brachas, we really want to do what Hashem wants, but there's something that's stopping us. It's the yeast in the dough. It's that yeast in the dough that's stopping us. We get rid of the yeast for 8 days to show that all you want is that matzah, which is the simplistic, basic symbolism of I just want to do the right thing. It's more than that, Rabbi Yisrael. It's more than that. Listen closely. Because as we're sitting by the Seder, there's so many things going on at the Seder. A lot of things going on. There's actually 64 mitzvahs going on. But there's more than that. at the Seder, there is symbolisms of avdus, we're eating lechem oni, and then we have symbolisms of malchus. We're leaning, we're putting out all the silver as a sign of majesty, of royalty. Is tonight a sign of avdus or is a sign of malchus? There seems to be contradictory emotions going on. It's not contradictory at all. Listen closely. The greatest sign of malchus, of majesty, of royalty, is the sign of avdus as being Eved Hashem. There is no greater malchus than the cheiros of being an Eved Hashem. Because being an Eved Hashem is the greatest cheiros. Because what is cheiros? True freedom is not being enslaved to that which holds you back from doing what you really want. אני אבטחו פיתחתו למויסי, I am your servant, because I am your servant, you opened up my bondage. I'm not bound by the influences of the outside world. There's a sweetness when someone feels the freedom. And I told the boys, I'm telling to you as well, I was the king of television. In my time, like the shows that I watched are all considered like black and white for you probably. They were actually color, Different Strokes and all those types of shows. I watched a lot of Disney movies. But I was Yom Kippur. The last movie I watched was in 1990. Just to date me for a second. Back to the Future was a little bit before that. And then that last movie was Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. That was it. Turned off the television 34 years ago. I haven't turned it back on. And the moment that I turned it off, was the moment that I tasted freedom. It was the sweetness of the soul. It was that moment. My whole life transitioned to that moment. I was glued. Everybody in the house couldn't come close to the hours, my hours of watching. Nobody watched as much as me. I probably made the term couch potato. I created it. There wasn't a movie that I didn't watch. That was PG. I don't think I went to PG-13 now. But, you're like, what do you watch, Bambi? Anyway, so, but Lamaisa, when I made that transition, it was the first moment of Cheres. Pitachtol Meserah. When I became Eved Hashem, it was Pitachtol Meserah. I felt like all the shackles fell off. There's a mashal that they say over about chametz and matzah, chametz on Pesach, chas v'shalom. The mashal they say about a policeman who was walking down the street with a ganav, and the policeman had a handcuff on him and a handcuff on the ganav. And the ganav was telling everybody, you think that he is taking me. I'm really taking him. I've got him. Don't be mistaken. And everyone said, okay, let's see who can open the lock on who, on whom. Let's see at the end of the day who's locked to whom. And that mashal is set over by tzaddikim about Pesach, that we show for 8 days, we separate from chametz, to show who's in charge of whom. But I wanted to add one more point here. This is very important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, me'avdus l'cheirus, is something that we keep repeating throughout the whole Yom Tov, throughout the whole Seder. And in davening we say these words now. L'cheirus oylam. to freedom forever. What does it mean, Chayus Eilam? The fact is that we're, unfortunately, at this very second, hopefully not much longer at all, this very moment we're in Golus still. What does it mean to freedom forever? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, Chayus Eilam means, before Yitzias Mitzrayim, we didn't have a Torah. After Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a Torah. And once we have a Torah, then no matter what, we are now forever free. Because we're forever Abdei Hashem. And even in, Rachman al-Islam, the darkest times, Le'olenu, a person always has the Torah to raise him up, to guide him, to uplift him, to help him survive, even Golus. And I want to bring out this point of the following story, a very powerful story that I've said many times, but I don't think I've ever said it to this island. This is my 20th Vad Inlander since I began in Siva already, in the summer. We started with Shema, continue by the way, in summer. The summer program, as the Shem of Arusi, we're going to be continuing the Vav and as the Shem. There'll be twice a week in the summer. Not just every other week, it'll be twice a week there. Rav Mordechai Norgur Shalom, a tremendous, tremendous mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, tells an unbelievable story. First, he said an unbelievable fact. He said that 90% of the Jews in the gas chambers, Rachman al-Islam, said Kriya Shema right before their niftar. 90%, it's a fact. Testified fact. And he said that he believes that at that moment, the person in the gas chamber, as he said, Shema Yisrael, was the most free that a person could ever be. And he said to you, you're going to say to me, are you crazy? What does that even mean? Most free? They're the most enslaved that a human being could be. Their entire lifetime has been ripped off them to the clothing on their back. They're the most free. Their ruchnias, their gashmias, their families, everything has been taken away. And now their lives are being taken. What exactly is free about them? He said, listen closely. He said, I'm watching the clock tomorrow right now. He said, at that moment, when they were the most enslaved in the physical way that a human being could be, that was where they could show that at the end of the day, there's one thing that you cannot enslave, and that's the heart of a person. To choose to still say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, in that very moment. How free is a person that even if he's most enslaved, he still has the Cheres Olam to choose Hashem, to see Hashem in the darkness. It's a miracle of what he said. He was saying this over in Haifa, and a woman comes over to him, an older woman, and says, Rabbi, you're 100% right. You know how I know? I was there. She said, I was one of those Jews, and the gas ran out as I was saying Shema, and I survived to tell the story. And 90% of the Jews said Shema Yisrael. And you know something? When I said Shema Yisrael, I recognized exactly what you are saying to the highest degree possible. You can take everything, she said to the Nazis, but you cannot take my heart. That you cannot touch. You could scream at me, you could beat me, you could step on me, you could spit on me. You could try to influence me. You'll never touch my heart. And my heart will choose Hashem. till the very last moment. The Chayrus Olam, the celebration, is that we have become something that can never be taken away. Mamleches Koyhanim V'Goy Kodesh. True freedom is the fact that we are Mamleches Koyhanim. Our royalty, called Klal Yisrael, the greatest, most uplifting yom to everyone.